This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Yesterday was a lot about hearsay. There was a lot of hearsay and a whole lot more of hearsay. There was just a lot of that yesterday, without question. Did you watch yesterday is my question to you. Now, I've said to you for a while now, and I always try to give you my political analysis. Joe Biden's campaign is over. It's over. It's just a matter of when. When does it end for Joe Biden? When does they just pull the plug for plugs? When does plug pulled? Because he's on life support at this point. And yesterday was no help to Joe Biden. This entire Ukraine thing has been detrimental to his campaign. Not Trump's, but his. And to prove my point, see, I have this theory, right, in politics, which is that this is a lot of the times where these... Like, you see Republicans sometimes run in districts and they act like Democrats and they lose and they wonder why. But there'll be a political consultant who will tell them, well, you just want to be like a Democrat light and then you'll win. No, you have to give people contrast in politics. You have to give them an alternative. And sometimes the alternative has to be so extreme to get people to even notice you. But if you just do your whole thing of I'm just like them, but I'm different than them a little bit, they stay with them. I mean, think of how Trump was so different, right, from every other Republican running, and why there were so many people that had never voted Republican before that voted for him, as a great example. Now, Joe Biden has been running on this whole idea of, I'm going to restore America's reputation around the world. I'm going to do this for America. And once and for all, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to cleanse the White House of all of Trump's corruption. That's been in one of his messages. And restore our standing around the world. And I'm going to be the blue collar guy with the lunch pail who's going to get all the blue collar guys to vote for me because I'm the guy who's going to be clean and bring snow back to the White House and clean it all up. And now Joe Biden looks like just another swamp creature who got rich, got his kid rich, that does not play with the working class voters. He looks like just another Washington hypocrite. He looks like Hillary Clinton. He looks like Hillary Clinton now. And Joe, and you know, you think about it, when Barack Obama ran in 2008, he was the golden child, right? He was going to bring all this hope and change to America. Voters like messages like that. That's why Obama won Iowa in 2008. It's why Trump won Iowa in 2016. Voters like those kind of big, bold claims. But when you start getting on this whole idea of, I just use government to profit myself and make money for myself and my family, and you're embroiled in scandals, that does so much to hurt your reputation as a candidate. Now, Trump's been through all that, so voters have either made up their minds on him by now or they haven't. But with Biden, this is all coming out. That's why I still think Trump's the whistleblower, because this has been devastating to Biden's candidacy. The reason why Deval Patrick, the former governor of Massachusetts, is coming into the race is because Joe Biden is getting out of the race eventually, and they know this. Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, is hiring staff, even though he's a Biden guy. Yesterday, and one of the Democrat star witnesses, George Kent, said some very damaging things about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And I'm telling you right now, if you're a Democrat, if you're somebody who thinks that the party can't win with Elizabeth Warren, you're right. If you think the party can't win with Bernie Sanders, you're right. But if you think the party can win with a guy like Joe Biden, you're right, but not now. Because Joe Biden can't win anymore. He can't win because he's just another dirty, corrupt swamp creature. And that's why the Democrats have to reset. Because their great hope here is gone. The guy can't raise money. His candidacy it's over. It's over for Joe Biden. This is what George Kent said. He raised concerns. Cut one.
The pervasive and longstanding problem of corruption in Ukraine included exposure to a situation involving the energy company Burisma. The primary concern of the U.S. government since 2014 was Burisma's owner, Mykola Zlochevsky, whose frozen assets abroad we had attempted to recover on Ukraine's behalf. In early 2015, I raised questions with the Deputy Prosecutor General about why the investigation of Mr. Zlochevsky had been terminated, based on our belief that prosecutors had accepted bribes to close the case. Later, I became aware that Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma. Soon after that, in a briefing call with the National Security Staff of the Office of the Vice President in February of 2015, I raised my concern that Hunter Biden's status as a board member could create the perception of a conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest. All right. Then the question was asked of him, could Joe Biden be investigated? Could Joe Biden be investigated? Now, I'm telling you right now, this is Hillary Clinton's emails all over again for Joe Biden. This is so devastating for his candidacy. 1B.
So in these corrupt nations, of which there are probably hundreds of corrupt individuals, hundreds of corrupt government officials, can you give me an example any time where the Vice President of the United States shows up and demands that a specific prosecutor be fired and gives them a six-hour time limit to do that? Are you aware of that ever happening any other place? I guess the answer is no.
All right, now let's stop it there. This, of course, he's referring. Stop it, please. This is he's referring to Joe Biden's the time when he said, "You fire that prosecutor, or you're not getting the money. I got 6 hours till I leave here. Call Barack. Call Barack if you want." You remember that? That's what he's referring to right there. And he's asking George Kent, have you ever heard of this before where a vice president's got money and he's saying to them, do what I want here or you're not getting the money? He asks him, have you ever heard of this before? And George Kent just shakes his head. He doesn't have an answer because nobody's ever done it before. The quid pro quo of Joe Biden and the Obama administration giving Ukraine money, the quid pro quo was the prosecutor gets fired. Now, Biden defenders will argue that it had nothing to do with Burisma. And the fact that his son was on the board of Burisma, and since 2014, they've been investigating Burisma. But George Kent points out, they told him it was a conflict of interest. He didn't care. They raised concerns to Biden that this was a conflict of interest. He didn't care. And it certainly did not stop him from saying, well, you know, people might think that I'm having this prosecutor fired because it's my son involved, so I'll have somebody else go to Ukraine. No, he wanted to be the one to deliver the message. For a lot of reasons, obviously, but also think of how much more powerful it makes his son, right? If Biden's the one who delivers the ultimatum and gets what he wants, then Hunter Biden's stock goes up exponentially, obviously. All right, keep going.
And I just think it's interesting that out of hundreds of corrupt individuals, dozens of corrupt nations, that happened one time. And it happened with the individual whose son was being paid by the organization that was under investigation. One other thing very quickly. If someone was a candidate for a political office, even for president of the United States, should they be immune from investigation?
No one is above the law, sir.
Thank you. I agree with that. I think we all would agree with that. And yet I think some presume that because some of the individuals we're talking about here were candidates, that they are immune from any questions or any investigation. I think it's absurd. For heaven's sakes, if those of us in public office, those of us who have find ourselves up for re-election or all the time as a candidate, I think we have a higher standard, not immunity from asking these types of questions.
Yeah, exactly right. And this is why this is so devastating to Joe Biden. 855-839-1210. Vinny is in Wallingford. Vinny, did you watch? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I watched, and I couldn't agree more with what you just said. The script has been flipped back to the Biden investigation. But Taylor wasn't so much upset with the policy. He was all pissy because Trump set up a, quote, irregular channel to talk to the Ukraine officials. And he thought erroneously that he and his staff should be the only ones to talk with them. Yeah, he was quite arrogant in that part. And the other guy, Kent, he is obviously a Democrat shill because he also, after he said all that bad stuff about Biden, he then went on to exonerate them because the vice president, he said, did nothing wrong, if you recall, during his testimony, which obviously is so unbelievable for him to make that statement without, you know, a proper investigation into it.
Well, there should be an investigation into it. Vinny, thanks for the call. There should be an investigation into it. And if this continues, there's going to be an investigation into Biden and Ukraine. You have to. It's at the intersection of all of this. George Kent also said conditions have always been placed on aid to Ukraine. Always. Cut two.
Are and always have been conditionality placed on our sovereign loan guarantees for Ukraine. Conditions include anti-corruption reforms, as well as meeting larger stability goals and social safety nets. The International Monetary Fund does the same thing. Congress and the executive branch work together to put conditionality on some security assistance in the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. Regarding my testimony today, I will do my best to answer your questions, questions that will involve issues, conversations, and documents that span a number of years.
He also went on to talk about, and again, Burisma is at the center of this for Joe Biden, which is why it's so bad for him. USAID, USAID, okay, which gives money to international countries and that sort of thing. It's a something that if I were president, I'd shut the hell down, but I'm not president, so I can't do it. But USAID, USAID would not work with Burisma. George Kent said this yesterday. 2C.
Mr. Kent, before my time expires, I want to circle back to the company of Burisma. And you testified at your deposition that there was an instance where USAID had engaged with Burisma and possibly sponsoring a program, and you took issue with that and recommended the USAID to pull back from that. Could you tell us about that?
So I became aware in the summer, I believe, of 2016 that as a part of what I recall was a clean energy awareness campaign, the part of the USAID mission that worked on economics and governance, including energy, had sponsored some sort of contest for young Ukrainians to come up with a theme, and there was a prize. I believe it may have been a camera. And they had co-sponsored, and with public-private partnership being a buzzword, having a co-sponsorship with Burisma. Given the past history of our interest in recovering stolen assets from Zlochevsky, it was my view that it was inappropriate for the embassy to be co-sponsoring a contest with Burisma. I raised that with the mission director at the embassy. She agreed, and the USAID mission kept the contest but dropped the public-private partnership sponsorship.
So it's okay to not work with Burisma when Obama's president and during this period of time, because that's okay, or when he's after president. I mean, as long as it's not Trump who's doing it or making the call, then there's no problem, right? There's no issue of corruption and then the decisions to withhold U.S. aid, USAID. Now, Burisma, which Hunter Biden sat on the board, should be investigated. Now, this is really the heart of this, why this is so bad. The media is not covering this aspect from yesterday. That's my job to do for you because they're not covering this. But this is my point of why Joe Biden's candidacy is over.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.